News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with the superintendent, the College Station Independent School District, Eddie Colson. Dr. Colson, school finance being worked on ahead of the Texas legislative session.
Every school district in the state right now is just, and I think just most entities are, just have a lot of questions about what will the state budget end up looking like and how will we be impacted by that. As we in College Station ISD, as we ask those questions, we're obviously making a significant number of plans related to our budget and looking at ways where our budget can be reduced and still meet the needs of our students. The reality is that we believe we have an efficient budget now, and as we look at making those reductions, then certainly in maintaining high expectations for students and reducing our budget and meeting those needs becomes a challenge.
College Station is blessed to have the geography, to have the taxable value that it does.
Hello?
But yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
College Station is blessed to be in a geography where it has plenty of taxable value, and if it wasn't for having to give up part of that taxable revenue to the state for distribution elsewhere, is it oversimplification to say the problem is as easy to solve as that?
Well, it is. With our current school finance system, each district has a target revenue per weighted average daily attendance. So based on our tax values anymore are pretty irrelevant, honestly, in terms of our maintenance and operations budget. The state says we're going to give you this much money per student, and that's what we get. The issue is that we are getting the same amount that we've gotten for the previous many years. And as we think about continuing to meet the needs of our student body, especially as we add students and add facilities, then that becomes even more and more challenging when we're working off of revenue and making plans off of revenue based on 2005, 2006, as we head into the 2011, 2012 budget year, then that makes it extremely challenging for us. So even if our taxable value shot through the roof, we wouldn't see the benefit of any of that increased value in College Station. And just because we send money back, at this point it doesn't impact how much money we're going to get from the state. They guarantee us a certain amount of money called target revenue, and that's what we get. Throughout the state, the target revenues are different for the different school districts in Texas. We have approximately 1,030 school districts in Texas. Well, the target revenue for each of those districts is different. They range from around $4,000 to around $12,000 per child.
Where does College Station sit?
Our target revenue at the 2005-2006 level is $5,609. And, you know, as we add students, then that does add a little revenue, but it doesn't add enough revenue to really cover the cost, especially when we're talking about building new buildings. And, you know, we have the bond elections from 2007 and 2009 that help us build or fund the construction. However, the operational budget has to come from that target revenue. And so as we add buildings, then it becomes much more expensive for us as a school district.
So what kind of planning is being done to address the multiple of options that might come your way?
Well, with our school district budget, 82% of our budget is related to staff and human resources costs. And so as we look at reducing our budget, the first place where there is any significant amount of money is related to our personnel budget. It's not the first place we look necessarily. We obviously will look at operational efficiencies, which we are doing. We'll also look at ways we can increase our revenue in College Station ISD through some advertising and perhaps some other means. So we're looking at all of those things, but ultimately, we, in order to reduce the budget by any significant amount, we look at the cost associated with personnel and positions. So we would be looking at fewer positions in College Station to meet the needs of the students.
But that can only go so far because you're under some state guidelines in certain grades to be at a certain classroom size.
Sure. We are mandated at the state level to have, in our kindergarten through fourth grade classes, to have no more than 22 students per class, and in PE, no more than 45 students per adult in that class. And so those are the two staffing mandates. You also have good common sense in terms of what works in terms of class size. And so we let those things guide us as well, 5th through 12th grade. And so there's not a mandate there, but there's obviously issues associated with good instruction and safety that we have to take into account as we make those plans. And so as we are looking at reducing our budget, we're trying to look at it very broadly and identify areas where we can reduce and still meet the needs of the students. And honestly, as we think about that, we will meet the needs of the students, but it will be, we'll have to think about that differently too, sometimes in terms of time, in terms of interventions that we're able to implement in classes, in terms of frequency that we're able to do certain things with staff members. And so we're having to analyze and look at all of those things in terms of our staff members.
And what about extracurricular activities?
Certainly extracurricular activities are a part of the look that we take at our budget, and we'll identify areas within our extracurricular activities as well. Keep in mind that the coaches teach classes as well, and that the extracurricular activities, though certainly there's some cost, it's not a huge driver of expense for us district-wide. Are there some savings there? Absolutely. And we will be looking at those as part of this process.
Any consideration to pay to play?
Our revenue-generating look is looking at all sorts of different options, and that's one of the options that has been looked at. We will be making the areas that we're looking at in terms of our budget, we'll be making some recommendations internally over the course of the next month, and then over the course of the next semester, as the legislative session develops and the state budget becomes a little clearer, then we will be able to make some decisions in terms of what our budget will actually look like.
What can individuals do, be it parents or other supporters of the district or even students themselves who might understand some of the political ramifications?
I think that one of the best things people can do is just stay tuned in to the process. And then as opportunity presents itself, communicate to representatives, whether it's a senator or House rep. Stay in tune to the process, because I think those legislators certainly listen to folks that they serve. And so as the budget develops and there is opportunity to communicate, I certainly hope people would communicate and communicate what they believe the priorities should be for the state of Texas.
And really not only communicate with those serving us in Austin, but also letting your local school board member know what you consider to be priorities.
Absolutely. And our Board of Trustees is representative of our community. They're elected officials and certainly do an excellent job of representing the interest of College Station ISD with our local legislators as well.
Eddie Colson, superintendent of the College Station Independent School District, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.